Simon Shin Sadi Bay Sif Hey. Vedabar Mamurim Shane Ma'arbin Oyasola Chatsoyan. This halacha that you can't be Ma'arb the Chatsoyan. Beer Makabas Chema Gavoya Sarat Fakim. Vieshla Delosis. That it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so the only way you came out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to carry is that there was actual Delosis. The similar halach would be if it was not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you put Tzuras of Pesach, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So it's one clearly defined city, and it has its heter for carrying. So then you can't split it up into different groups. If the city itself, a cloud, wasn't totally in surrounded, so you basically you can't carry there. And now I'm making my mechitza to start with. Excuse me. So they want to enclose half of it now, and then make a mechitza, and then an eruv in that half. So that's mutter. Okay, Mr. Brewer is a cotton chub sign. V'yesh lo delosis. It has doors. Now, noka delosis, why does it discuss doors? Mishum da'ari benasis sharabim. The case was, it was a city which belonged to rabim. She was just a rabim, v'en and it's mataris, but the delosis. So it was just a rabim. The only way you're going to matter it is by putting the doors there. K'leil b'simen shin samadalis at beis. But the Huadin, Bishaina Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's a case of Talachal, is not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kagarin Shain Rechov is Tezayan Amos. It's not 18, they're not 16 Amos wide. Shain of a foolish Mishar Lashar, Bechay Gavner, it's not direct from one gate across the city to the other. Bechay Gavner. When you turn to Tzuras HaPesach over there, what you would put in order to mount it, what you would put is a Tzuras HaPesach. Hail Shemash Kula Ayadei Machitzes Keelu Ein Lechalak Shitufa Lechatzoyin. So it's the same halacha. Whatever much that you're being mount of it, you can't do it in half. You have to do the full amount, the full city. But that's all talking about that there was a clearly defined city to start with. And now you're coming to exclude, or it was surrounded, and you're coming to exclude part of the city from there. But a case where it wasn't surrounded, wasn't enclosed, you're coming now to Haksha Chetzalarva. You're going to enclose it with that which is considered an enclosure, an enclosure. Then you do Shituf from the Vuos. The other part you're going to leave outside without any tikkun at all. So you're going to go halachically and close this half and then not do anything to this half. So that's fine. And then you're going to be mishat of this half. So that's fine. So we don't have any problem. Okay, then he comes along and says, that what you said, he wants to divide up the city into different groups and make each mavi its own area. She said you can't do that. You have to be ma'ar of the whole city as well. So we said before this idea that therefore putting a lechi or putting a kara in between doesn't act as looking at it as two separate entities. If it was a pass, which is four amas wide, or two pasim on each side, each one being two mashuhs, each one being a mashuhu, I'm sorry. Okay. So then we can divide each mavi into its own entity through this process, and then you'll be allowed to be ma'ar of each one separately. If it's more than 10 amas wide, so then the way you would divide that opening, so the only way you would make an enclosure would be oysetzer as a pesach. Or you put an actual wall there. So we said before, you can't divide Eir Shel Yochid, even though, I mean, there's many people that are living there now, but it was owned by one individual and it's known by his name. So you can't so we can't do the following. So the city used to be, here's the lengthways of the city, here's the width. The main road ran through the city like this. So he wants to divide up the people on the north side of the Rishus HaRabim, people on the south side of the Rishus HaRabim, the main thoroughfare. So you can't do that. Hanal Arka, that's called the Arka. Both use that piece of road. So they are both commonly using that same spot of the road, and therefore one side can't ignore the other and divide it. Avul Rochba, Bel Yotzim B'Shar Zeh, Bel Yotzim B'Shar Zeh. If you divide it this way, these people come in and go out this side. People come in and go out this side. Right. So, and you divide it this way, so never the twain shall meet. We want to divide it up in a way that is not really encroaching one upon the other. So this opinion says, Bainland just is regal, ze al ze. They don't go in each other's territory. So they can make their own sheet of this side, own sheet of that side. You have to put some type of a halachic mechitza in between, which would divide the two. As we said before, it's going to be a tzur tepesa, or it's going to be Shnei Pasim Mashu, or Pas Rechav Arbo. Commission is barred. Lay Elbasim Mishin Sama Gimel. That is Sora Mahani Lechi Oikaro. Yes, I'm a Sora Tursa Pasim. So the Mishabur brings that the Mogan of Ram doesn't like the Lechi Oikaro idea, and he requires civilly either two Pasim or one Pas, which is Rechav Arbo. He wants to divide it up in such a way. Each section, each movie is going to have its own shituv. You know, it's like not like the most recent point that we've said. Right, and as I say, it's a little bit further back, but so the lesson is there. Shamaran is a little bit doichik, but okay, that's what's referring to. Avaloikoi, Amisha writes to the chalak shitu hamovi kufa lechatzoyin. But in one movie itself, we said you can't divide up the chatzoyin. Say what did a nisker ba'go b'shem Yeshem. That's the next opinion, that there is a case where you can divide up the two areas. So Mechaber talks about that we can make, there is a way of dividing it up into separate groups by putting the Shnei Mashahu in, etc. And there are more adds, I'll tell you a bigger kula, that you can't divide it this way, but you can divide it this way. And that's going to be, so what's that? What's the big kula? So you basically say the same thing as Mechaber. Right? So Mechaber said, if I want to go and make each movie separately and put the Tursa Pesach in between, it's okay. So the Ramah, if you want to divide it up this way, put a Tursa Pesach in, it's okay. Okay, we said that already. So it must be what the Ramah's Mechadish is, that you can split up the same movie even to do that. Which will, this halacha Mechaber is talking about, you can't split up one individual movie between the two sides. You can make each movie separate, but you can't cut down the middle of the movie. And what the Yesharim of the Ramah thing is that in this scenario, which we're doing over here in the Ramah, you can even split one Mavi also. The Orca perish. Derech Ayoras Liyos Mefulish Pesach Shalhen La Orca. It's a direct route from the Pesach through the other side. which is Rama Veris being Pesach to Pesach, and the Shidom goes through from one side to the other. The main thoroughfare, Hilal Ein B'nei Eivr Halos, Rishayim Lasa Shitiv Levadon, B'nei Eivr Halos Levadon. You can't have the people on one side of the main thoroughfare, on the other side of the main thoroughfare, make separate Shitufin, you can't do that. They use the same area, they share the same common area, they open through the door of the city, they walk through the Mishnah Zerabim, he goes this way, he goes this way, but they're sharing a common area. Mishnah Zerabim is a mechabartan, therefore this Mishnah Zerabim acts as a magnet to draw both sides together, to mechabar them. Shkulam Rabin bought. Both of them are using that area. That's part of their rishus. Therefore, they're going to ask each other. They're going to ask each other. So you can't be ma'ar of echad echad. You have to be ma'ar of all this one big unit. That's if you want to do that way. If you want to do it, the rochbo, and then they use this side, they use this side, and they become taka two separate areas. So you can do that, but where place where the two shitufin go off in different directions, you have to make a machitza between the two sides. Why do you need it? Because since section A can't carry into section B and vice versa, that's a rule. If it's open, if it's part of it's out into an area which is also fit to carry in, it becomes also fit to carry. So if it wouldn't make that tikkun. So section A and section B would answer each other.
We'd make that
tikkun. We'd say a movi ain't sort of tikkun. Well, Hamayr Vishal Delosis Kavayabasif. Hey. We're going to get losses of aha. Okay. So the other end of the movie doesn't need anything. You have the two sides and you have the door at that end, at that end. And this end you're gonna make a tikkun. Okay. Left here, Kerva. So Ramos says the option of making this division up to 10 amas, you can use a left here, Kerva. Beyond 10 amas, you have to use a Tzurisa Pesach. I'm going to Ram Shehissig Alze. Well, the one Ram disagrees. In the case where there's two different acts of Shituf, this divide up this Mobi into two sides, we're going to adopt a pass of the Tzvokim, which they pass in Shoshneim Ashehun. As I said before, Abraham is Arba Tvokim. Either passage is four Tvokim wide, or two passim of a Mashu each. She had Sodom from one on each side. Even though it's not more wider than 10, that's what you're going to need to do. So left of the car would not work for the purpose of this. We saw this before in the Shabur, making the division. So the car for sure doesn't work because it's not a Machitza Bechlau. The Chiddush over even Lachi, which isn't in Mechitza, it's not enough of a separation to consider the Mechitza for this purpose. Zion. So we said there's a Lachi Yirsha Rabin, so you have this big city, and it's walled in, it belongs to Rabin, so you have to leave out one section of the city, which is not part of there. So once it hits 50 people, so we don't deal with it like in Yisrael Rabbim anymore, and you don't need shear anymore. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't understand what you're saying. It's a couple of them again. V'hod the Yisrael Yael d'afilo nasis shal yochid tzvicha shear. We had a city which started out as Yisrael Rabbim. We came in Yisrael Yochid, need shear. We were started Yisrael Rabbim, came with 50 people, doesn't need shear. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah tells him, no, I don't know, Yisrael Nishan Bo, Akapon Yisrael Mishan Diyurim. That Allah said you still need cheers up to when it's going down to 50 people. When it goes below 50 people, 50 dwellers, so touch them in 50 places.
Do we have any idea where he found the number 50?
He found the Gemara. It's just how the Gemara found
it. Is it?
Is it
basically? If I remember correctly, I may be wrong on the pasuk. When Avram is bargaining with Hashem about stone, doesn't he start off with 50?
He does start with 50. The only problem is Rashi says over there because there was five cities and he's cashing.
All right, but he still says if there's 50 in the city, right? Maybe that's what's considered. Okay, I don't know. I'm just asking. I thought.
Okay, I have no idea what it's
called. More people. More people in that.
Right, I know, but if it's using that number 50 and so city in the same.
We could touch up a whole city by just 50 people.
What?
We could touch up a whole city.
When is the Daf Yomi learning in Yeshiva? It's regular time at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. Hamazaka Mashiach with the Chobanei
Hu'ir. Do you know if the Daf Yomi is learning?
Okay, so a person decides to go to Mizaka, he's going to take this barrel of wine or this whatever he's in Shito, and he's going to be Mizaka through somebody else to join his Shito. It's all over here. Im Erbu Kulam Erev Echod and Otsarach Lodiyan, Shiskusulayam. So if they've done one Erev together, so in other words, what's the issue with this over here? Instead of the schools, they're all one together when. Where we're planning to make separate mulvays, so then my shittos together is not going to work. So it's considered a schus or not. Well, if we've intended that we're going to make one big erev together, so then you be mezakeh for me, it's a schus. Now I'm able to care. But in a case where, they're planning to divide, it's not a schus. It's not going to work. Then misha shochav will nishtal to be ben ha'ir, and misha halak lishvos v'irakeres. Or she and even show you in him the ear, then I call Katina Bechatzar Mavi. So this halacha that we're talking about the whole city is similar to halacha we had before when it comes to one Mavi or one Chatzar. What the halacha is of a person forgets, so he answers, sometimes does not. It's something can do it for him. He can make a battle. His children are Mizaka with him and
his children.
His children, his wife, his children to give for him. If he went away for a different city, he doesn't have to be mishtatev. If there's a goy living over there in that area, so we discussed that. All these halachos were the same as before. Says, "Merav kulam erev." So what's the point of these saying? We're using Mishabura Lamadal. Merav kulam erev. Okay. Because the erev lechatzoyin to give the diet and later later the yes mishutokim. So I've indicated I don't want to join with Bruce. It's not exclusive for me to join with this person that I'm making a separate shitu from. So I don't get a chelik in his shitu. That's not going to be effective. Simin shetari gimel din erev v'yom tov shachav erev Shabbos v'din menesh moshes l'arv. I'm going gimel sefer. Alf. Ema arvin arubei chateres v'shutif v'mavuos v'yom tov shachav liyos v'erev Shabbos. So you can't do it on yom tov. For Shabbos. Okay? The reason why it looks at it's from the tikkun, it's like a hakona issue. So you set up beforehand from before Yom Tov, that should be chal for Shabbos. If a person forgot to do his eruv from before Yom Tov, so it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's 2 days Yom Tov, and the 2 days Yom Tov are Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Isn't it Rosh Hashanah?
No, I'm not explaining it. That's why you have to come to Shul. Okay. So Yar b'Yom Tov al Tanai. So you can make a Tanai. What's a Tanai? You say like this. Shiyam im Yar Michal. So he goes on Thursday. He puts down this area. He says, listen, it's a Svek of the Yom. We deal with it as a Svek of the Yom, the equivalent of a Svek of the Yom. Because we're keeping the minute which they had, and they had a Svek of the Yom. We don't have a Svek of the Yom. We're keeping it, meaning I was saying here, they know we're keeping it the way they kept it. They kept it as a Svek of 2 days. So we deal with it like a Svek of the Yom. We don't do a Svek of the Yom. But the Gabi, this issue, we deal with it as a Svek. So he comes up Thursday and says, listen, today might be really the 5th, 14th of Tishrei, so it's not Yom Tov yet. So it's not Yom Tov today. Let me make an Erev right now. Elamai, mm-hmm. It's Yom Tov, so I can't make an Erev on Yom Tov. But then tomorrow is Chol. Today is the 15th. Tomorrow is the 16th. 16th is Chol. So I'm not making anything now. I have no intention to make anything now in Yom Tov. That's also to do. But I'll do it again tomorrow. Come back the next day on the 16th. Say, listen, if yesterday was Chol and today's Kurdish, I made an Erev yesterday. If yesterday was Kurdish and today's Chol, I didn't make an Erev yesterday. I can make an Erev right now. It's today's Chol.
So he makes it 2 days? He makes it on both days?
So we are beyond the...
What about Brachel of Atala?
I would imagine he doesn't make a Brachel. We are beyond the Atala.
One of the times he doesn't make a
Brachel. Shemri Megyam Chol, yeah, he's the Erev. Well, each one's on the Yosef. Okay, he's the Erev. Megyam Kodesh, end of the word. So he says, first of all, today on Yom Chamishi says, if today is Chol, I'm making an Erev. Today's Kodesh, I don't want to make an Erev. Yom Tov, that's also... Then it comes on Yom Vav, and he says, "Yom, Im Hayom Kodesh. If today is the day of Yom Tov, it comes out yesterday was Chol. So I have to be asked. I made an error yesterday. If Yom Chol, so means yesterday was Kodesh. Today is Chol. So I raise error. Let this be an error right now. Now, how do you really be shame the time shall go? This works. This it works when you're saying an also a halach of Sofik. So you have 2 days of Yom Tov. Misofik that makes that work." But we deal with Rosh Hashanah as one long extended day. Why is that? Because the reason we keep to it as Rosh Hashanah was also because of a Sofik. Well, let's go. It's a two-step process. First of all, it's because of a Sofik. We don't know when they make Kaddish Chodesh. But there's another reason. Because Morris says there was one time that the Edom were nishtar to come, and they only came after they brought the Karban Tamashe Ben Hapoyim, and they said the wrong shir. So the Omer Sakan, you can't be mekabel the Edom after the Zman of the Korban. And they said, so what do you do? So the first thing, you keep Kaddish myself, because the whole day you keep Kaddish, because the Edom come later on in the day, so retroactively it was Kaddish the whole day, so you have to keep Kaddish the whole day. So myself, the guy is keeping Yom Tov ready from the night before. Comes Zman Mincha, no Edom came. Really, Mikra didn't occur. They should go out and have it and do Malacha. It's not
until
Shkia. From that point, after the Korban someone is brought until Shkia, they should be able to do Malacha because they're not going to
accept Edom.
They're not going to accept any Edom anymore. So it's clearly tomorrow is. The Chazal said, no, we don't want that because that's not going to work very good for next year. Next year, when the Rabbi says, listen, you have to be careful, say, last year we stopped doing in the middle. So what about that with those? You know? So Chazal said, no, you're going to have to keep it anyway, even though it's spot meeker than now, it's really mutter. Chazal said, you got to keep it. Means Chazal Masak and that he have to do, not Misafik, even though we've got to know it's not, we're still going to have to do it. That's really a he of Gomer of Chazal, so that's not the sake of the Yom. So that, therefore, we deal with like it's one long day, so you can't be Marv one day to the next. Aleph, Ein Marvin, Nation Yerikim Masak and Yom Tov, the Sarach Mocher, you can't make a Yom Tov on air. An Arab Shabbos, which is Yom Tov for Shabbos, it looks like you're getting ready for Shabbos. It was Shabbos Arab. The person went and did this mistakenly, thinking that's okay with it. Yes, you stop it in the honey. It's not clear if any evidence is going to work.
Why not?
In other words, the Chazal said there's an Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Yavod Amahani is on the rise. There is a Musa, the Chazal created a concept called Maaseh Shabbos. You can't use Maaseh Shabbos because we need the Hanna for Maaseh Shabbos. Or Maaseh Shabbos is also to use.
But we do things on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's only cooking? It's only food?
You're asking a very good question. There's a big machlokes achronim whether the din of
Tavshilin,
thank you, works for food or even for other inyanim. And one of the rayas is this halacha over here that it says you can't put on an erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. By the way, it's limited to inyanim v'chilah. But that's not ma'aseh machlokes, and there are other answers to answer the question. The simplest one being that the person didn't make an erev with tavshilin, or with a halacha be. The shechal is very Shabbos. Bein shechal shnei yom chamishi shishi or shishi b'Shabbos. I don't care whether the 2 days are chamishi shishi or the shishi b'Shabbos. You should put an erev yom, which is either going to be on Thursday or Wednesday, depending on the case. But if he didn't do that, perish v'yamtiv the alma or bear Shabbos. Well, not exactly. It wasn't the case of Erev Shabbos on Friday. It was the case of, and that was Thursday and Friday. So, it's El Tanai. You can do El Tanai, but look, Rochel, Kibir, Kiyos, and Sinatav, Kibir, 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 today is called, this is an Erev, let's have Shabbos. He's, doing, mm-hmm. he's saying it's an Erev, he can't do an Erev for today. Not only that, interesting question. So he wants to know, can I do it for, I want to do it on Thursday to have an Erev for Friday. I'd like a Rebbe Chatzeris in place for Friday. But I forgot to do it, so I want to go on on Thursday and say like this. If tomorrow is Kurdish and needs an Eruv Chatzeris, today's call, I can make one. If today's Kurdish, tomorrow's call, I don't need one. So let me do that. So if he wants to make the same type of tonight, so will that work? So Mr. Burr says, from the Taz, the Taz, the Taz, the Taz, the Taz, the Gimel, he brings the Prima government said that who did the Yukhav on Niyap Yom HaKamishi Yom HaShol Yom HaShol Yom HaShol. Okay, so you can do it from Thursday to Friday. Rihani said, so what do you accomplish with that? I mean, you get a lot of carrying them. You accomplish you hate mutter the tata kelem lohetzi b'chotzer l'chotzer. You can carry it from one chotzer to the chotzer, to the chotzer. Afshul lo the tzarech ha-yom klal. Yom HaShol, you can do that with tzarech ha-yom. Because Al Tziyamta, you're allowed to carry on with Tzachar Yom. You're allowed to carry for other reasons. So he's allowed to do that. So he said, we're saying that through this Erev, he'd be allowed to do that. Yom Sheni, Yom Rav. And he means Yom Shil Mocha. Today's the call, I'm baking for tomorrow. Ubi Shil Shabbos, let's say he wants it for Shabbos also. Do that also. Rima Yom Kodesh, aim in the Oracle. Remark of Yom Shisha, Yom Rav. Ime has small Hoya Kodesh. And even if Hayom Tzarech Shabbos, if yesterday was Kurdish, then today is called. Mm-hmm. So for today, I don't need anything. For tomorrow, I need an Erev. I'll make an Erev for that now. The Mokhar Yomer, which is involved, you should use the same bread. Now, why do you have to use the same bread? Shiv Yomer al Pas Acher, Yitzarek Lishmer Gamma Pasavishan, Shiyakayim at Shechoshkol El Shabbos, the Shem of Yomer Esma Hoyachol, the Chol. The Chalei Ruvah. So actually, he's time out against the Shabbos. So you'd end up sitting there watching over two loaves of bread as opposed to one. Because you made one on Thursday, which might be the one for Shabbos, because that was Chol, today's Kurdish, and this is the one, for, that's the one for Shabbos. And yes, it was Kurdish, and today's Chol, but this is the second one, so what are you in it for? So Chazal said you can use the same Has, you should use the same Has again. There's a swar which the Taz says that use it for a mitzvah, use it for a mitzvah. Again, the same with has all as much as you say your Rubik Chateris is like a mitzvah, so using it for Rubik Chateris again, so why not? However, Bashayam Tevishal Golius, that's all only by regular Yamtik. The Minotaur Kodesh Rakyam Echod, Bashayam Mishum Sekh, the second one didn't stop. By only coming to the top of Chokhes, the Shem of Word, the Yisr Hanach, the Rubei Chetzeres, the Yotr Shem, the Shkalis, the Rav Shabbos, the Fili, the Mehniyak, the Rubei Tavshilim. So, the top of Chokhes, it says that this halacha, that a Rubei Tavshilim does not help for the purpose of making it a Rubei Chetzeres, and not to the Rav Shabbos. There is a Kivegar over there in Tavku Chokhes, which we'll see when we get there, who argues and says that it does work. So this case all has to be a case where there's no air room in Tavshilim. That's funny. Just thinking now out loud. Because the law is you can make a room with Tavshilim all tonight also. In that situation.
Oh.
You put a room with Tavshilim down on the first day, say, if today's I'm going to make Ruth Hashilim. Today's Kaddish Lame in the right club. Comes the next day and he says, if yesterday was Chol, so I have Ruth Hashilim. If yesterday was Kaddish, today's Chol. I'm not a character for Shabbos.
So how can you tell me that it can't be Ruach HaTzeres because there's no Yerut Shilim, so I make the Ruach HaTzeres all tonight. I guess I can make the Ruach HaTzeres all tonight and make the Ruach HaTzeres. Okay, I don't know, I mean, but I guess, I'm not sure, like, which one, I guess, which one's more expedient. Mm-hmm.
That's only according to one who says that Erev Tov Shilin works for
805.
I'm saying the cash is, so what, according to him, what's this whole
thing? They made a mistake
tonight
when they printed it in 810. Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
It's really 805.
What time is
the? Minchah is 805.
Based. Erev Tov Shilin, 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 it's still allowed, you're allowed to do it, and that's, we have Mishnah Bamim Aldikin, that more urban with Tevin is a family. So you're allowed to do Eruve Chatzeris and Eruve Tashilim Ben Hashmashis. Eruve Chatzeris. What you cannot do is Erev Tchumim. You cannot do Ben Hashmashis. Erev Tchumim is more Chomer, which is in a smata. So therefore it's more Chomer. I feel him Kar Kibbal of Tosefer Shabbos. He shows him in Kibbal of Tosefer Shabbos. So Ben Hashmashis, you didn't do anything, so it's not, you know, it's a suffix. Chazar matam is suffix. If I go actively and I say, okay, I'm a Makabal Shabbos, now you're saying you're acting, this is Shabbos as a body for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that the Chazal, this Tikkun Rabban, Chazal the Nasir when it's a suffix. It's not a suffix anymore, now it's a body. So the first opinion says, even in the case of a person of Makabal Tosef for Shabbos, it's Mutter. The second one says, no, that's not good. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Tes. This issue over there of obviously the person should you know, do it earlier. Over there he handles this issue of the Sefer Shabbos.
What's this? What's this?
Ben Hashmashos.
So even though it's Ben Hashmashos, A, and B, your Mekabel Shabbos, still the Chazal Rameka over there, they gave it a din since it's the Rabban, and the Chazal Rameka, you can do Ben Hashmashos. So these reasons, the Ben Hashmashos, this is the Kabbalah, and therefore, Afilu Imadayim Lo Yigiyah Zohar Ben Hashmashos. Once you're Mekabel, even Mekabel early, it's a problem even before Ben Hashmashos, according to that sheet. Time of the Kibbutz, the Kibbutz, Allah Beferish. Kabbalah, there was a Yosef Yuzman, Ben Hashmashos, the Astim Amele. That's more of a problem than Ben Hashmashos, which comes on its own. So it's interesting then, because Tosefer Shabbos, the Maisim, the Shabbur, as I pointed out earlier, to Kreger, also pointed out. Tosefer Shabbos is only an assay. But the mitzvah said it was Tosefer Shabbos, and that would also come along after Tosefer Shabbos is an Isser assay.
Mm-hmm.
The person not Chayav Skilo, he does Kabbal Shabbos early, and he does Malach, he's not Chayav Skilo, he's an assay. So it comes out that the Isser assay of Tosefer Shabbos is more Chomer than the Suffolk Skilo of Ben Hashmashos. That's interesting Shita. Okay.